Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, I just heard this week, John, this week, four asteroids passed through our atmosphere, and we didn't even know it till they showed up.
Wow. Four.
Four large asteroids. You know, and we just had a couple, you know, meteorites. And these are all really the same thing. It just depends on what particular atmosphere they hit or something. It's big rocks falling from the sky.
Hello.
Boulders, as a matter of fact. We know somebody that just the Lord is speaking to them about, you know, rocks falling from the sky, big rocks and boulders falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And why God is saying this to her, four big rocks, boulders are flying through our atmosphere. And we didn't even know it until they showed up. And they just say, it's a matter of time. It's just a matter of time until they come. And you think about, if you go back and go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, you know, read these prophecies, read these prophetic words, and understand that we've seen large boulders on fire, like the sun going down into oceans. And that would create a huge tsunami that would cover, it was in the Gulf of Mexico, it would cover everything from Texas to all the panhandle of Florida, probably, and up some. And if it was on the East Coast, it would, because most of the civilizations, like on the East Coast or the waters, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't take much to just to wash. I mean, did you, Don and I had a chance to see that movie about the tsunami that happened in the Indian Ocean. And it's from a family's perspective. They're on vacation there, and they're just all of a sudden swimming in the pool.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And everybody just kind of hears this noise, and they look, and these palm trees are shaking. And next thing you know, this like 15-foot, 25-foot of wall, just water just comes washing through there.
Oh. I saw the trailer for that. That was intense.
Was it not intense? You know, I don't normally watch stuff like that. It was kind of like, oh my goodness, this is sad. But it was so good. It was a true story. And I would tell you the name if I knew it. Maybe it'll come up during today's program. But it was just so cool. This family just broke apart, obviously, because they had a mother and a father, and they had two boys. And when the water hit, you couldn't hang on to nobody. It just kind of just eventually got trees. The mother got divided from her husband, and the 12-year-old boy just became a man and began to just drag his mother along, put her up in a tree, because they're thinking, at any moment, another one's going to come. They didn't have that trust anymore. After one hits, they just knew that another one's going to hit.
Right.
And so he literally drug his mama and through her half strength, because her leg was just gashed bad, up into a tree. And you just go through this whole drama with the family. And they're divided. There's obviously no phones. There's no communication. They didn't even speak the language there. I guess it's Thailand, maybe. I can't tell you which particular place it was, but it was like Thailand. And they have these hospitals that are like shacks with thousands of people dying and crazy things going on. And the boy's just hanging with his mother when they finally got to this particular place. And he thought she had passed away, thought she had died, you know, and he's here, left all alone in this strange country. They put him in, you remember the mentor tent that we used to have? We would put the mentors in this tent, and then we put their name on them, and we would wait and pray that their mentor would show up.
Yeah.
Well, once his mother had passed away, they took him in a place and wrote his name on a piece of paper, which was kind of like, he was orphaned, obviously, and put him in this tent with these other kids, and it just kind of dawned on him at a certain point. It's like, I'm all alone in a strange land. Of course, everybody else's name is written in Thai or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just...
the movie called The Impossible?
Probably. Sounds like it.
Okay.
And it was good because it reminds you that, you know, God is just holding everything together at any moment. At any moment. You know, mansions and shacks all washed into the sea with tsunamis. Even nuclear reactors wash into the sea with tsunamis. And so, but with that, you know, they made it. He finds out later on that his mother, they put her in another room. They carried her on a door. Her on a door, put her on some old truck, bouncing around through the jungles, trying to get her to the hospital. And then the father stayed back where the mother wasn't and just going through all this jungle, screaming and hollering for his kids and his wife, that whole thing of losing your family. Mm. And he's just screaming at the top of his lungs. And you're knowing, like, she's up on the mountain in the hospital thing. You know, you're never going to find him out there. You're going to die out here. Oh, my goodness. But he didn't listen to me. And so he puts his two boys, he had three kids, puts his two boys on a truck with these strange folks that he don't even know and says, listen, I got to stay here. And the little boy's like, no, dad, don't go. And also the truck just pulls off with the little boys. Mm. And so they're riding on this truck with these Thai boys and they don't know each other. And just everybody's just scattered and chaotic. One particular man finally just says, listen, you're going to need to, it's not going to work or whatever. You know, maybe we go to look in the hospital. Maybe they're in the hospitals or wherever the camps are. And so they take him up. He gets on some truck and starts looking around from every single bed, thousands of beds, just checking beds, mm-hmm. going up and down and looking. And just people are just, it was horrific. And just disease, and people got infected by worms and things that was gotten, and they swallowed the waters and all that with all the sewage and everything around
parasites,
there. Parasites, nasty.
Mm.
And you just don't think about all this, how God keeps everything into check, you know? Wow. And then you do when it's not in check. And it's like this at one moment, the mother's son who went with her, the 12-year-old boy, he's walking through helping people find their relatives. His mother is real tough. She's like, go do something. Don't just sit here. Go do something. Go mm-hmm. help somebody or something. So he went around trying to match people up. And they said, I'm looking for so-and-so. So he ran to all these different beds. Are you so-and-so? You're so-and-so, so-and-so. And he finally matched these parents up. It was just an awesome moment. But one kid that they rescued on the beach, this little small toddler, he actually got to look and find out that he met his father. But he's thinking his father's dead at this point, you know.
Oh, wow.
And it's just all these emotions, like, oh, my goodness. And then, I guess I'm telling you about the movie. And so then, then you already know a tsunami came. It's not going to be a surprise. And finally, all of a sudden, you know, you had the mother was looking for the boy. The boy was looking for some patient. The two little boys that were put on the truck were passing by the same place, and they stopped because the little boy's like, I got to use the bathroom now. And so he runs over and the truck's about to leave him. And then the father shows up with that man. He's looking around and they're like all about to miss each other. I'm like, no, turn around, look behind you. There he is. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is it. You're going to leave, you know? And they heard me this time. And they looked, and the 12-year-old boy looked back and saw his dad. They saw his brothers first.
Yeah.
And then he screamed when they saw his brothers. And then the dad turns around and sees the son. And then the son, then all of them see, because takes him to his mother. And then somebody flies in from Singapore, flies them out of business. He's a businessman, and flies his whole family to Singapore. And they're on this plane flying out, and they all survived. This is a true story.
Wow.
And they all survived. Oh, and it was so cool awesome. Watching this 12-year-old go free, whatever kid, you know, become a man, you know, and save people and go through those turmoils and trials and take care of his mother and this toddler and locate people and be rejected and put in orphaned and these whole mindsets he's going through. And he comes out, you're just thinking, you're so proud of this 12-year-old boy.
Mm.
And so he tells his mother on the plane as they're flying out, and she's on a stretcher in this plane, says, oh, Mom, remember the boy that, toddler that we rescued, because he was kind of like, hey, Ma, we're going to have to let this kid go. I can't drag you and her. I'm only 12. No. And she says, we've got to rescue him. And, of course, he took that hard on. And he told her about the boy who found his father. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm glad it was dark in there because I was like leaking. I was leaking. I'm like, oh, my. And it's true. You know, I'm like, to go through such hardship. I mean, who is this that holds back the seas?
Mm.
Who is this that says rain this much and no more? Who is this God that says wind speed this far and no more? You know, who's the God that says stop this destruction, peace be still? Let me tell you something. We don't need to take for granted our God, who is in control of everything. He's looking for us to have faith in his control of everything. I mean, think about it. When the disciples were on the boat and they were crossing over the Galilee and the storm came and they just thought they were going to, you know, they thought they're literally going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess going through the same kind of mindsets and all. And Jesus was with them, but he was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. And granted, that boat was not like a cruise ship or anything. But he was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. And then finally, they, you know, because he's the one who said, listen, we're following you. You said, you know, we went where you want us to go. mm-hmm. What you doing sleeping? We're going to die. And Jesus says, wake me up in 5 more minutes. He's like, great. Isn't that just wonderful? You know, you have little faith. Here, you know, all you've seen people healed, dead, raised. You're seeing, you know, the creator, my father, say, this is my son. Listen to him. And all these things are happening, and now you're scared about wind and rain?
Mm.
You know, and then finally he just goes, peace. Be still.
Mm.
And it was just amazing. The whole storm just stopped. And it's like, we got to have faith and understand. And what, a lot of times where we lose our faith is the fact that all the times that he did keep it in check, we just didn't even acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say every day, God, thank you for giving me nice weather and giving us nice weather. Thank you for giving us a crop of food. Thank you for blessing the work of my hand. Thank you for keeping the oceans at bay. Or thank you for keeping the winds calm. Or, you know, just thanking him for that because he is doing it.
Right.
And he says, you know, consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. And he said, you know, thank you, Lord, for keeping locusts off of our crops. Somebody said, there's no locusts. Right. That's the reason why. You know, it's
ask
like,
Chip, right?
Some people only pray against locusts once, or thank God for removing the locusts when locusts show up. It's like, why not thank them now before we don't, there's no loci, which there is, by the way. Egypt and Israel's having a massive infestation of massive locusts that are coming across Egypt. We talking about a sign?
Yeah.
I mean, a sign, and I really, prophetically, Egypt's going to be humbled what they're doing. I mean, it's not, I mean, things are acting up, and, you know, we're feeding their drug habit. But, you know, God's going to deal with all that. And locusts, think about it. Locusts are infesting.
They said small flying birds they look like. Small flying birds. Windshield, couldn't drive. Pulled over on the side of the road. Yeah. Could not drive.
Couldn't see. Because the moon turned to blood. No, I'm sorry. No, it's just like, oh, my goodness. These are signs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, it's like, my goodness. You know, that's just amazing what's taking place. God, listen, God has blessed America, and he's blessed a lot of things and people, but if you're a believer, let me tell you something, you're blessed that God lives inside of you. Think about that. The creator of the universe, his spirit dwells inside of you. There's nothing more precious than that. And this is what he says, don't you know it? You're the temple of God. It's not that building up the street. I mean, it's cool that you guys can get together in something that covers you and blows cold air on you and has a nice place to sit, but that's not the temple. The temple, you're the temple of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, listen, what happens when you start realizing, oh my goodness, I got some things in my temple that are not right. The word of God no longer applies to that building up the street, trying to be all political and stuff and tell them, this is a sinful carpet. And it's like, dude, get the idol out your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, it's about us. And he said that light and darkness should not dwell together in the temple. People are like, throw that CD ministry out of this church. They're like, come on, dude. He's talking about the CD ministry in your heart. It has nothing to do with buildings and things, you know?
Mm.
God now dwells with man. And the same Jesus, when these storms are happening in the earth right now and all these things, it's like birthing pains are taking place in the earth is just shaking and quaking and all these things are taking place. Understand that we can go down and lay down beside Jesus and go to sleep. I mean, not be lethargic and not be an irresponsible person, but that we can sleep well no matter what happens because our God is in control. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our God is in control. We got so much to tell you. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.